Last spring, the Obama administration told school districts they should allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice. Now, the Trump administration has rescinded that guidance in a move charged with symbolism. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron looks into what that actually means for local school districts.
Let's start with Philadelphia. The state's largest school district recently passed a sweeping policy that allows transgender students to use the bathroom that corresponds with their gender identity and to be addressed by the gender pronoun they prefer. That policy still stands and will continue to stand, says Superintendent William Height.
We're proud of that policy and glad that we can provide what we think are very safe and supportive environments for all children.
Across Pennsylvania's 500 school districts, roughly 20 have policies similar to Philadelphia, says Emily Leader. She's a lawyer with the Pennsylvania School Boards Association. One Pennsylvania school district mandates students use the bathroom that aligns with their biological gender. That district is facing a lawsuit, and there's a similar case before the U.S. Supreme Court.
The law is unsettled. We don't know which way it will end up. And between the Supreme Court case and the Pennsylvania case, we should have more clarity about what to tell our members the law says in the next few months.
By rescinding the Obama-era guidelines, the Trump administration may help tip the balance in those pending cases. But until the courts rule, school districts can stick with what they were doing. Yesterday's decision is, however, a psychological setback for transgender advocates like Deja Lynn Alvarez of the LGBTQ Home for Hope. It may also be a rallying cry.
We may not gain any more ground in these next few years, but we can fight as hard as we can to make sure we don't lose any ground.
Alvarez and others say they're happy to be in Philadelphia, where transgender students do have specific protections. But those protections are still a matter of vigorous debate in the courtroom and out. I'm Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.